This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
It is my pleasure to welcome to the program a person who has taken on a significant responsibility for Eltham Jazz Food and Wine Festival for next year. I want to find out a little bit more about Faith Gritton, as well as the festival. Faith, welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure indeed. Now, Faith, do you have any musical background yourself?
Nothing that I could really write home about. I was I've always been a massive, very passionate music appreciator. I was a pretty poor clarinetist and cellist at school, but I was in a big band and I really enjoyed it.
That's an interesting combination, a cello and clarinet.
Yes, well, I was loving the clarinet so much, I thought, well, I should probably take on a second instrument, and I took on the cello, and it was delightful, but short-lived, I should say.
So you learnt the clarinet. Were you encouraged in terms of learning instrument from a family perspective initially?
Yeah, absolutely. My parents were really, really keen for me to learn an instrument, hence why I ended up taking on two in the end. It was a beautiful, beautiful part of my childhood, and the school I went to was very, very encouraging. It probably ended up in about three bands by the end of it.
Oh, wow. Including the big band?
Yes, including the big band.
Were you in the more classical orchestra side of things as well?
Yeah, so I was in sort of a more traditional orchestra, and also played for various school plays and things like that.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's superb. When do you remember first thinking that music was going to be fun for you?
I remember really enjoying my music at around 10 years old. And at that point, I think it was around that time that I took on the clarinet, just started to really enjoy playing with it and enjoying my lessons. I couldn't hear enough music. Just my brother was bringing all the CDs, my dad was always playing music, and I just wanted to have more and more in my life.
Well, it's a good way to start off. Did you have a particular genre that you were interested in?
When I was younger, I suppose I was mostly into rock and roll. Massive Queen fan to start off with, and then got into Jimi Hendrix. But my father was, really into jazz and classical music, and I just had developed a very, very broad interest in a lot of genres.
Good to have a broad interest across genres, because there's so many things that are linked between the multiple genres, aren't there?
Absolutely. I mean, jazz in particular, it's so many bands I now know to have been influenced by jazz, and to have sampled them as well.
The thing about jazz I find is that jazz is not just jazz in inverted collars. You know what I mean, quotation marks. It's such a wide gamut of subgenres. It just amazes me how it is such a wide variety. How did you move forward after playing clarinet and cello? How did you move forward in your musical appreciation?
Well, I started going to see a lot of live bands when I was younger. In England, we're not too far away from, even though I grew up in the country, I'm not too far away from a lot of cities, and I just massively fell in love with live music, sort of the energy it has and sort of the magic that happens on stage. I started going to a lot of festivals because it was an easy way to consume lots of live music in a short space of time.
And were these festivals across genres?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the one that had the biggest influence was Glastonbury Festival when I was about 16, and then again when I was about 23. I can't count, but there is the most ridiculous number of bands that play over those weekends. It's like, I think it's something about 300, roughly, that's my guess.
That's huge, isn't it?
It is, absolutely massive. Moving on from that, when I went on a round-the-world trip after I left uni, and that sort of opened my eyes and ears up to all sorts of different kinds of music, which was a real treat, as you can imagine.
Oh, very much so. You'd hear a certain range of music in England, but then if you're travelling right round the world to a whole range of countries, your ears would be opened dramatically.
It was indeed, yeah. I think particularly in South America, travelling across there, I obviously got really into sort of, there's big influence in Afro-Cuban jazz and Latin jazz, and I really, really enjoyed sort of having more of that in my life. It's started to, you know, make sure I was getting that downloaded on the old iPod as I was travelling, and stuck with me ever since.
What was it about the different music in South America that caught your attention?
I really enjoyed the rhythm of it. Just could not stop my foot tapping along. And even though, you know, especially with some of the Cuban jazz and Latin jazz, I wasn't sure what they were singing about, like, it didn't matter. I could still really, really enjoy the music, and I thought that was quite magical.
It is very magical indeed. And now you've come to Australia.
I have indeed, yeah.
And you've taken on a role of the musical director of the Eltham Jazz Food and Wine Festival. How long have you been involved with the festival?
This will be my 7th festival and my 6th year on the committee, but my first year as musical director.
You've obviously put your hand up very high to get the opportunity to continue to work on the festival. Why did you put your hand up for that particular festival at year one?
Ever since I think started going to festivals in the UK, I had a strong inclination that that was what I wanted to do as a career, because I love music, I loved event management, and also when I started working with community events, I could see how much joy it brings to the whole community. I thought I can combine all these and volunteer on a committee that, you know, brings so much joy and live music to people's lives. It's a winner for me.
Well, we need to find out a little bit more about the festival, but before we do that, I'd like to listen to someone else who's performing at the festival. I've got a track here from Vince Jones with his Provenance album that he recorded with Paul Grabowski.
Beautiful.
Back in 2015, both amazing musical legends from here in Australia. As I said, the album's called Provenance, and it's just a beautiful recording of a song that was composed by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. It's called Oh My Love.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Faith is the musical director of the Eltham Jazz Food and Wine Festival. That's a big, long title, Faith.
It is indeed, yes. But it is, it's a beautiful festival if you haven't been down there, and I'm very proud to hold that title.
I read somewhere that you got rated through the American Express Essentials World Top 20 Jazz Festival. You got ranked 2nd.
Yes, I know. We were absolutely delighted.
What an achievement.
I know. The only one in Australia that was mentioned as well. We were so, so, so pleased with that.
And there are so many festivals around Australia.
Absolutely. Some amazing jazz festivals too. So it was really lovely to get recognised.
Well, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
But now we've got to find out a little bit about the artist. We've heard a little bit there from Vince Jones, a bit from the Horns of Leroy, but you have 3 main stages in the middle of Eltham.
Yep.
And from what I've seen on the website, which is elthamjazz.com.au, you have 3 main stages within the well, it's not a shopping centre like Chadstone, but within the shopping centre precinct.
Yes, well, there's this beautiful town square, which they've recently done up in the middle of Eltham. It's like a little mini amphitheatre, and it's got a covered stage area. So that's where, you know, that's sort of like our number one stage, because it's got sort of like a great space for people to be able to gather around.
Who are we likely to see on that stage?
Well, we have Vince Jones,
which
we're so excited about.
Oh, so you should be.
We have the Shuffle Club, we've got Horns of Leroy.
Now, we've heard Horns of Leroy a short time, but who are the Shuffle Club?
So the Shuffle Club are this fantastic Melbourne band. It's a blend of hot jazz, swing, blues and boogie. And I've asked them to do a sort of predominantly swing set, so I've put them on last, and I'd love to see some people dancing up in the town square to finish the evening off.
That would be wonderful indeed.
They are so fun.
Who else have you got on the main stage?
We have got, it's opening the main stage. We've got St. Helena College Secondary Jazz Band, which are just this fantastic group of students between 14 and 18. So they're starting off the festival for us.
St. Helena's in the Eltham area, I think, isn't it?
It is, yes. We've got Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir next.
They're amazing. I saw them at Marysville this year.
They are so fabulous. And again, to hopefully get some more swing and dancing on. They're the sort of 30s and 40s jazz, playing, you know, some of the great swing songs by sort of Count Basie and Duke Ellington.
Oh, that will be... they will get everyone up and dancing. You've got no choice with Dr. Krask.
I agree. When I first saw them, I couldn't help myself, I have to say.
What else have we got?
So after that, we've got the award-winning Michelle Nicole Quartet.
Oh, beautiful.
I've seen her a few times now, and yeah, she's got the most stunning voice and presence. So I'm delighted that she's agreed. And it's her quartet's 21st year anniversary.
Is it really?
It is. So I'm really, 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 really pleased that she's happy to share that with us.
I'll just take a note and make sure we have a chat to Michelle early next year for the 21st anniversary.
Oh, it's so special. Really, really.
Now, you've got a couple of other stages out there as well.
We do.
All within close proximity, though.
Yeah, so it probably takes no more than 5 minutes to cross from third stage over to the second stage. Yeah, we've got this really fantastic variety of music on as well, just to make sure that we've got something for everyone.
So what are some of the highlights from the other two stages?
I have to say that... I'm really, really excited that the 7-Ups are coming back on to play again at the festival this year.
Now, who are the 7-Ups?
So the 7-Ups are this 7-piece. They're Afrobeat funk band. You know, reminds me a lot of the sort of like Afro-Cuban jazz and sort of like the Fela Kuti, but with this very funky, exciting just horn section. They're just brilliant and really, really fun to watch. I'm very, very excited about the McNamar project as well, which is quite a new project, but they've already won so many awards. And so it's a combination of John McNamara, who is this very, very well-known blues player, fabulous guitarist, and Andrea Marr, who's this incredible funk soul singer, and they've combined forces, and they both have got, you know, very successful careers as soloists and with their bands, but yeah, they've collaborated, so we're going to see like this beautiful combination of soul and funk and blues.
And you've got quite a soul-based program on stage too on the Saturday afternoon, because you're following them with Soul Sacrifice.
Yeah, so Soul Sacrifice is a, sort of, in my opinion, Melbourne's best Santana tribute act. They have been on the festival lineup for about 4 years now, and they are a massive crowd pleaser every time. So much fun. They're such a tight 13-piece, and they really pump out all the classics. Beautiful to watch.
Wonderful to hear. And on your third stage, what's your two major highlights there?
I'd have to say that Nick Charles is definitely one of my highlights. I've got so much respect for the man. He's been performing for over 35 years, I think, now. And so he's doing an acoustics set, just him and his guitar, and he is so... so talented. Really excited about that. And I just have to quickly, I'm going to have to say two more. Catfish, who this new to the festival, Gypsy Jazz, they sound so fun. Three guys on their guitars, two guys on the guitar and double bass, influenced by people like Django Reinhardt, one of my favourites. and the Slip Dixies, who really fantastic 30s, 40s era swing hot jazz band.
What an amazing program, and that's only about half of
the acts
there. It's happening across Saturday the 23rd of February when you've got the three stages open, Sunday the 24th of February when you've got two stages open. On the Saturday, you've got two bars taking part in the program as well, providing essentially five stages for Friday, for the Saturday.
Yes.
In little old Eltham.
Indeed, and all for free.
A free festival.
Yes, it's such a blessing to be able to be a part of it, and I really hope everyone can get down and enjoy it.
Well, I think it's well worthwhile doing that, and we will see whether we can have a chat to some of these artists over the January-February timeline, just to get a little bit information directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak, on each of the individual acts, so that we can bring our listeners up to date with what's happening in Eltham on that weekend. Faith Gritton, thank you so much for dropping into Bent Notes tonight, telling us a little bit about the Eltham Jazz Festival. We really do appreciate your time and look forward to a fantastic festival.
Thank you, David. It's been so lovely to meet you. I really, really appreciate your support of this festival. Thank you.
A pleasure indeed. And we spoke a brief time ago about Dr. Krask and his swinging elixir, and I reckon it's time to hear something that we would have heard years ago from Count Basie, Shining Stockings.
I guess I'll have to find a new.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.